Her warned that we had until January 12th to pay up, or we would face the consequences. My father told the police, who kept watch while my mother deposited the money as instructed. No one ever turned up to claim it. A few weeks later, my mother realized she was being followed every time she left the house. Then her brother, who also lived in Agua Chica, received an anonymous call warning that my mother should be very careful. Finally, someone telephoned our house threatening to kidnap me. The caller even gave the name of the school I was attending, the Francisco José de Caldas School, a small private school in a middle-class neighborhood of Agua Chica. My mother rushed to the school, grabbed me and my brother, and brought us home. The next day, my family fled from Agua Chica for the first time. My father grudgingly went with us. He thought my mother was overreacting. Yet within a week, another dentist from Agua Chica, Osvaldo Pájaro, was shot dead on an isolated dirt road near the town. We never knew who had been targeting us or why. We could guess that it was because our land was fertile and